we've got Iowa, I think we've keep the family populated pretty well because we've got, I guess the Sejiri's got six boys, and Larry has one.
And these are your sons?
Yeah, and Bill has three.
Mm-hmm.
Now that makes 10 boys. Well, the other is, well, I got four boys, grandsons. Mm-hmm. And I've got two boys.
Yeah.
And so that gives 16 grandsons and three granddaughters.
My goodness.
I think the name, this particular name, I'll keep going.
Sure, sure.
There's not been enough offsprings left.
And you said your maiden name was Eula.
Eula is my name.
What was your like, do you have a middle name as a child, you know, before you married your husband, or was... Okay, like, okay, Eula is your name presently.
No, my name Eula is my name.
Oh, Eula.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And let me see, you had how many children in the family? Like, your sisters and brothers?
My brothers and sisters, there's 13 of us.
That's right, 13.
Not to get all together, but there was 10 lived to be grown.
Mm, that's right.
And we were all here right there on that farm.
Right here in Irvin.
Uh-huh, right here in Irvin County. My daddy was well known here in this county. He had a good name.
And he farmed all his life.
He farmed all his life. He loved it.
You know, like it, you know, like a man that farms all of his life, you know, they seem to have some type of, you know, connection with the land that, you know, just no one else has.
That's
you know.
Right.
And something,
some loves it better than others, and I guess he did, because, and he was a good farmer.
What did he grow?
He definitely grew no tobacco, because
they didn't have tobacco back then?
No, they did, before he ever left that farm, they began to grow it, but down here around, it was on this, what they call the George Clemens farm, which is all of this. They grew it down here, and a lot of they would go up in trucks and pick up boys and girls in that community up there, which we call the Big Creek community, and bring them down to Irvinville.
Well, that's not far away, your Big Creek community.
No, we just call all that surrounding over there. That's the Big Creek community. We have communities, you know, and we have our community, which is just a little bit north of us. We have Irvinville community right down here. And, but I never did work in that stuff until we moved down here on what we call the project.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I learned to work in tobacco.
So you worked tobacco yourself?
Oh, yeah. I always strung it. It had to be strung on sticks.
I didn't know that. And then, why would they string it on sticks?
Well, it had to be hung in a barn.
That's right, yeah.
And they put, you know... Fixed it up there where you just hang it in rows in the barn and cook it.
Mm-hmm. Boy, I guess that was a job.
That was a growing tobacco. They growing about, you know, now then they get over $1 a pound for it. Back then we didn't get nothing like that for it. But now then they do. But of course they're getting more modernized now. They just go and get it off the stalks. A lot of them does now. They've built those. They don't have barns like we got out there. They've just got small ones, and they go and they strip it off of the stalks and put it on a little wagon thing and take it to this barn and put it in baskets all over that place. They don't even string it.
Hmm. But in there it dries or something?
Yeah,
in the barn
put it in there and dry. Now then, we do have some neighbors over here that still does it, what we call the old way, but then